3 o'clock growl. What's up, Bebo? Mason and Ireland. Ah! Over the weekend, the Lakers won two games. By the way, I had a parlay bet this weekend with Mythical Money. I had a perfect weekend on the line and got 15-1 odds. I had two Laker wins, the USC Trojans beating UCLA, and the Rams. And they lost. Exactly. Rams lose. So I lose my friggin' parlay. But it was a great game Saturday night. And if you were there, you know how cool the environment was. And it was wild. What's weird is I turn around at one point, and Cody from our promo team happened to be sitting right behind us. Just completely randomly was right behind us.
And did you say,
how'd
you get these seats?
Ooh.
These were not.
Callback.
These were regular people seats.
Oh.
Regular.
Of the people.
Momo doesn't live in the regular people
seats. Yeah, we call you guys normies.
These were metal bench in the end zone seats.
Metal bench seats. Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Not this skin.
It didn't matter because we never sat down, so it didn't matter.
That's like getting a C boarding pass on Southwest.
It's all right.
Oh, what?
It's all right. I liked it.
I could never. Couldn't imagine.
So, Bergman, I don't know if you saw this. If you were at the game, you would have noticed this. At the end of it, when USC won and it was all over, they lowered the goalposts. Now, were they afraid that USC was going to storm the field and tear down the UCLA goalposts?
Maybe.
Or was it just windy?
No. They lowered both goalposts.
It was windy where I was.
Lowered them both. Windy. I think they really felt like USC fans were going to storm the field.
I think it was just being careful, just in case.
It's probably smart.
Who stole the goalposts this year? Earlier this year?
Tennessee?
Win versus Alabama.
Yeah.
Ruined it for everybody. Yeah, now no one can steal giant goalposts.
That happened to us with big game ones, like Stanford, Cal. We used to beat Cal all the time. We lost this year. I just checked out a little while ago.
Yeah, Stanford was awful this year.
Whoa.
It's not a year. It's okay. It's fine.
No, I've
been like one good
season. But that's when we fall back on our tier. That's all right. That's okay. You're going to work for us someday.
Wow.
We
call you guys normies.
That's how we comfort ourselves.
But like the Tennessee.
Wait a minute, what's the chant again?
Some real snooty Stanford action going on.
Everybody stay still. What's the chant again?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. No!
Do it!
If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to work for us someday.
There you go.
Yep, that's what them tree people talk about.
And pull that. It was clean.
I know. Clean version.
If you say it once, you got to be able to hear it forever.
Exactly.
What if I told you?
But I don't mind that one because that's got like a little jammed.
Hey, what's the latest on the Sterling Affair? They're shooting the Sterling Affair. Yeah. Momo did this 30 for 30. I don't know if you heard about it.
Play music again.
What if I told you?
And it was an epic 30 for 30 podcast. And
filming.
Then the rights. Yeah. And now they're filming.
Okay,
And Al Bundy is playing
Donald Sterling. Sterling.
Oh, good. Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. I'm going to show you a picture of the woman that we found to play V. Stiviano.
Okay. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Of Al
Singer? She's so good.
Yeah.
Al Bundy.
Her name is Cleop.
Four touchdowns, single game, bro.
Yeah. Is that right?
Four touchdowns in a
single
game.
You are so good at that. That is exactly Polk what
high.
It is.
Yeah, Polk High. 33.
And by the way, nobody really knows Jackie Weaver, but I've
people know Jackie Weaver, but you don't know her by name.
You don't know her by name. She's
You're like, oh, yeah, I know her.
Okay. She's playing Shelley Sterling.
She's amazing in this. She's like... She's kind of like a method actor, so I went to the table read, and she kind of stayed in character the whole time.
Yep.
So like even during when we would get up and go to the bathroom or get a drink or something like in between the table read, she still stayed in character.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Good
and
for
she,
her.
And she was asking me, this is what I was going to ask you. So I'm technically an EP. I don't have a lot of power or anything. I had to like really pull some strings on something that was important a couple weeks ago.
Sure. Okay.
About.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it is. Like, should I go up to the actors and say, hi, Ed, do you need to know anything about Donald Sterling, what he's really like?
Why don't you say this?
I'm really impressive.
That's a
like,
good one.
Should I go up to Lawrence Fishburne and be like, hey, do you need any, like, background on Doc Rivers? Should I do that or should I wait for them to come to me?
Well, are they going to come to you?
Jackie did.
Do you wear a name tag or do they just know you?
If somebody introduces me, they'll know that that's the podcast girl.
And did she
They have no idea that I covered basketball for ESPN.
And does she ask you, like, how do you play Shelly? Mm.
She didn't ask me how you play Shelly. She just asked me details about her. Okay. Like, she would ask me what is she like, what are her texts. Like, you know, obviously I knew Shelly pretty well. Yep. And I have, like, a lot of conversations and how she would be. And I would give her lots of background and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So all of that is important for an actor to know.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I also, I have that on most of the characters in the show. And some of the actors would come to me and say, like the guy who's playing the team president, Andy Roser.
Yes.
It's Dollar Bill from Billions.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly
O'Coin.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
And he's an NBA fan, knows me from the NBA, and was like, oh my God, tell me everything that I need to know, and I'm trying to get my character right. But like, I'm on set, and I tried to talk to some of the actors, but I didn't want to be annoying.
Right.
I didn't want to be like, hey, what do you need to know about?
Yeah, I mean, a sneaky way to do it, I know for Swagger, season two, we had a meeting before we started filming.
Yeah.
And you get a folder, mm-hmm. you know, a folder of like, you know, little tidbits or things like that. So it doesn't come off as you. I'm not telling somebody
the actor
how to
what
act.
To do.
Do you stay in character the whole time?
I mean, I have so much of Ike in me. Like, the dude who just had a daughter.
Right.
You have a lot of Ike in you.
Like, so much Ike
in
me.
Yeah, and you like used to be a good player.
Yeah, you know, used to when I was balling up Marcellus Wiley in the ESPN Celebrity
Game. There you go.
But just do a sneaky little homework folder for everybody.
Nice.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah,
nice. That way you don't even have your name on it. They don't know who
it's true.
From.
But see, for me, it's like I do kind of want to meet him.
Yeah. Oh, you can meet them.
Oh, sure.
By all means. Hi, I'm Ramona. I'm
well,
the
you're
EP
the,
all you day.
Should, you're the expert.
Yeah, you can
this
do that
is all,
all day.
This is all you. It
that
doesn't happen happens. Without you.
Yeah, but then once you let go of it, it becomes other people's.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So you know how it's like the podcast was all me, but then I let go of it to the TV people.
Yeah.
And then it's some of me in there.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of them.
Right, right.
And then they let go
of
the
actors. Well,
they're
kind of experts at that part.
Yeah.
You're experts at the, you're an expert at the story, and they're experts at making it.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, I don't want to be offensive.
You can go up to them to introduce yourself. Yeah. That is perfect. I meet an EP every damn set.
Do you automatically think like, oh, EP, I'm supposed to be nice? Or do you say, EP, are you an EP for real, for real? Like, I need to be, like, you have
no,
power?
No, naturally, I'm cordial.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Like, the more you talk to me, I'm going to remember you because I have to remember 1,000 other things.
Right, right, right.
So, like, I might see producers walk by, but if we don't banter a little bit every day or a hello every day, I'm not going
to
remember.
The thing that blows me away, every time I go to a TV set or anything, not that I've been many times, but just a few times, it is a long day.
Oh, it's boring.
Oh,
it's
my
hard to be
God.
An actor.
I get to
Swagger trailer all the time.
17-hour day, my
and
last
you sit
day.
There, so like you're going to do two pages that day of one episode.
It's
going to be about 2 minutes. And you're sitting around all day, and you're like waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally they call you and make you do the line 35 times.
We had a 12-page day this season.
Whoa,
Fire.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I told them from the jump, we're not finishing. This.
All you?
No. Oh, I would quit.
I used to wonder how you would learn your lines, and then I realized, oh, you learn your lines because you say them 25 times.
Yeah,
at least. Per take.
I don't suggest people doing this. I just got a weird type memory. But I learned my lines on the day.
On the
in
day.
In hair and makeup.
On the day.
On the day in hair and makeup.
Wow.
I don't know why I put myself in such pressure situations. Probably because I'm a student of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
But I work better
that
way.
I relate to that.
I work
like
better
that, too.
That way.
I'm not.
Have to.
In the roles that I've done,
yeah,
I practice them for.
In the mirror and everything.
In the mirror. I mean. I know those things inside out 3 days before a shoot.
I'm a different guy when I know I have time from when I know I don't have time.
Right.
But when I don't have time, you're going to get laser focus out of me. But like, if I got time, I got time.
Do you feel bad like if you mess up a line and everybody else on set knows their line and you're like, oh, I just messed up that take?
No, that's rare. I'm a bad man.
Really?
I'm a bad man.
Ooh.
Man. I'm nice.
See, when I you got leads. When I do
he
like a little thing,
I'm
so nervous because I'm gonna screw it up and And then everybody, because I'm the nobody, right?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
I'm the co-star. You know, just the little guy.
Co-star's taking it a bit far.
No, no. If you have a line, you're a co-star.
Yeah.
Right. So you get the co-star, and then you've got one line.
Yeah.
And you're afraid you're going to throw everybody off by screwing up your one line.
Oh, totally.
The worst ones are like if you have one line that kind of interrupts somebody's monologue, and you're watching them their performance, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to talk. Like
damn.
That, you know, like, I'm sorry, I messed up the timing.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I have one line, and I did a cameo, and I'm playing myself
in this
a press
show?
Conference.
That's difficult.
In a press conference, nice. Okay?
Be normal.
And I said this line 30 times.
Did you stay in character
times.
The whole time?
Sort of. Okay. But, like, I was there, and you know how lame I am? Because I'm like, please don't be the person who messes this up over. Because it was kind of at the end of the scene.
Yeah.
So, like, my timing has to be on, whatever. I literally had my phone out with the line in front of me.
Really?
Right.
And then they said, wait, would you have had your phone in the press conference 8 years ago? I said, no, I probably have a pad of paper. So I wrote the line on the pad of paper.
And then you could look at the pad of paper while you were doing the line.
That's smart.
That's so
good.
Lame.
I
should be able to remember one line.
No,
all the greats do that.
Yeah.
All the greats.
If you could cheat.
Yeah.
Why not?
I cheated at my bat mitzvah.
What do you mean?
I had that transliteration right there.
On your phone?
Not on my phone, but I was like 13. That was a long time ago. But
count.
The piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like we had the prayer book and everything, and I could read the Hebrew, but I had the piece of paper right there, and there was one part where I looked over in it.
It's your party.
Hey.
Yeah.
I said it. I got through it.
All right.
That's a good admission right there.
Coming up next, I want to do the Shohei Ohtani story because I promised it multiple times.
Okay.
Oh, Angels fans.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, this from multiple sources.
Oh, Twitter, look at you.
Twitter.
Okay.
The Rose Bowl lowers the goalposts every game, no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So it was nothing out of the ordinary. The other thing, we're getting tons of reaction. We're on YouTube today. It's Momo, and it's O'Shea Jackson Jr., and it's me. They're filling in for Ireland. Takes two people to fill in for John Ireland.
Yeah.
Here's some of what is good to hear Shea on the show. This season, this is JB90, this season is on McVay. He, the rest of the NFL, caught up to the boy wonder. I don't agree with that statement at all.
No.
I mean, I think if you've got four starting offensive linemen on injured reserve.
Thank you.
It completely cripples your offense. And that's what they're dealing with. I don't think it is a case of boy wonder. If you want to see the playbook, watch it play out in Minnesota or Cincinnati or Green Bay or any of those places. I guess all those guys are having pretty tough years, right?
Yeah.
LaFleur's having a tough year. Zach Taylor's having a tough year. Kevin O'Connell's having a great year.
Yeah.
They got whooped by
Dallas
yesterday. But I mean, they've got the playbook.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of fear from Rams fans that's creeping in a little bit. Like, you know, when McVay first came in and everybody was like, you know, this young guy is taking the lead by storm. Nobody really had a scouting report on him. And we were kind of trying to put all of our eggs in one basket with the Sue deal and all those things. And then when the Patriots beat us, they kind of got the scouting report on us. And that next year was not fun after we went to the Super Bowl the first time.
Although,
that is not this.
They were 9-7.
Yeah, but
we think of that as a down year, but we were 9-7 in a down year.
But that is not this. We are low on personnel, and the offensive lineman is a key thing. Losing one of our team leaders, Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth,
you're like,
sure.
Come on. These are things that are chemistry based and just statistically, you need your O-line.
You know what it is? It's a lot. And I'm not making excuses because the Rams are terrible. Just get this up front. Rams are terrible. But we've gotten unlucky at every turn this year.
Yeah.
Last year, we had such great health on that offensive line. All those guys stayed healthy all year long. You need to be lucky to win. People will look at that and say, yeah, well, remember Tampa, it was the pass to Cooper Kupp at the end. Remember Jaquisti Tart dropped the interception in the San Francisco game, NFC Championship game. Remember we were down to Cincinnati. It requires a great deal of luck to win a championship. By the way,
Every sport.
And this year we just didn't get the luck.
I think basketball is probably the sport where I would say the best team usually wins.
I agree.
Barring any major injuries out there. Yeah. But generally speaking, the best teams are going to win in 7-game series. They're going to be in the right spots.
Yep.
Sometimes it can be matchup base or, you know, whatever. But football, man, you have the matchups matter, the injuries matter, the timing matters. Mm. Like baseball, oh my gosh, baseball is a total crapshoot every year.
If it's a game of inches, how can luck not be involved?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Every single thing.
You've got to fight for that inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time.
All right, so let me see. What else is on YouTube? Somebody, Ernie, got his Garth Brooks tickets from Ticketmaster today. He says the fees are just as much as the ticket. What about Garth Brooks? How are you on Garth Brooks, Shay?
Boy, let me tell you.
They go on to say, Kenan Thomas says,
got friends
with,
in low places?
I'm with Junior. No black people ever know Mason and Ireland music taste. What else? I agree with O'Shea. Bruce is overrated and boring.
I got my army starting.
People are starting for you.
Yeah, man.
So the Angels got this guy named Shohei Ohtani who is...
Pay this off already.
Second in the MVP voting this year to Aaron Judge. Here's my theory. Everybody, Ireland, if he's here, said, you got to trade him now. If I was a buyer of this team and the team is for sale...
100, yes.
I actually would pay more if I had Shohei Ohtani.
Absolutely.
And the very first thing I would do is say, here is $400 million and we're going to be handing out like, let's say it's Ballmer or Bezos or one of those guys. Like, Ballmer has shown interest in in owning the Angels.
Has he?
Yeah.
What a second place type of guy, you know?
It would be really
What?
Buying, that is so cool.
Buying the off brands, right?
He has so many billions of dollars. Like,
that's cool.
$100 billion.
So many billions.
So,
like, that just goes to another level. That's okay, like nine figures.
Okay, but let me get to
nine.
Let me get to the point here. Yeah. So, if I was the new owner, the first thing I would do is hand out that money, and I would say, look, we're making a huge commitment to you, a gigantic commitment to you. We are going to win here. We are going to do whatever it takes to win. We're investing in this team. We're building a new stadium, all that stuff. Now, I don't know if the sale happens on time, but if I'm them.
Are they really selling, though?
To the best of my knowledge, they're for sale. Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, Artie's got them on the market. Do you think they should trade Shohei Ohtani, or should they hang on with the plan I'm describing?
I would hang on. Yeah. I got to get the most bang for my buck. You know, I got to be able to sell high. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point of business.
How long is he under contract for?
This is it. 1 year, $30 million.
I'd trade him.
Bro, Dodgers got to throw everything.
Because he is not going to resign.
Dodgers,
I mean, come
please.
On.
Dodgers, please.
With a new owner?
Look, Mike Trout is probably the best baseball player I've ever seen in person.
Yes.
In person.
Mm-hmm. I will completely agree with that.
When I watched him play, I was like, oh my God, you are a prototypical star at every single category. Five-tool player. Just an absolute waste in Anaheim. Like, it's just, I feel so bad for him. And he's like, he signed for $400 million. And now he's got a back thing.
From carrying the team.
From carrying the team. I feel bad for him. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I feel bad for you, man. Like, you are probably one of the best baseball players of all time.
Yes, without question. Yeah.
And has not got to the playoffs, has not competed for anything real.
You're just
and
a
I
card.
Appreciate the loyalty, but at some point you do have to go. Yeah. And now he's basically on a Pujols deal.
He is. He's got a couple of player options.
Player options, but on a deal that's so much money that he's already getting hurt.
And he is wearing down.
You're gonna probably have to move him to right field or left field.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you would move Ohtani now?
if he's going to leave anyway, he probably is. I mean, if all he has to do is look over at Mike Trout and be like, I don't want that.
Oh,
Bergman, what do you think?
I think you absolutely move him right now because, like what Momo was saying, he's not coming back. He's not. He's got 1 year left here. And even if you do sell the team and it's somebody like Ballmer that has a ton of money and all that, It's still going to take years, a couple years to get that all fixed up. It doesn't just happen right away. They need to fix everything. Yeah, they need to fix from the minor leagues all the way to the top. And that doesn't happen overnight. So you have to be able to you're going to move him or you're going to get nothing.
If you spend the money, you can snap your fingers and be good.
Steve Cohen's tried that. With the Mets.
And it worked.
They were in the playoffs.
It worked. I mean, if you spend
enough
money,
It took two years.
But
if you can extend Ohtani, if Artie can convince him, hey, I know you want $500 million. I know you want to win. But how about you just give us 3 years? We'll do 3 years, $300 million. Do something crazy like that.
3 years, $300 million.
Why not?
$100 million a year.
He's worth it. He literally is worth it. He is by far the most valuable player in baseball.
The richest contract in the history of sports, wouldn't it?
Why not?
$100 million a year.
The soccer guys.
I would do something like Jorge.
What does Ronaldo make?
No way they make $100 million a year.
Do you Why know not? Jorge? No.
He's worth that in terms of the sale price.
He's checked
You're
out.
Right about that. He is. Yeah, the franchise is when LeBron left Cleveland, that franchise value cut in half.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is worth billions of dollars in terms of franchise value.
Ireland says, I'd be curious your take on this. Ireland says that whoever gets Wembanyama, the value of the franchise immediately increases by $500 million.
$500 million?
Ireland says.
I don't disagree with
somebody
that.
Somebody in the NBA told him that.
I would agree with that. Look, the Suns are going to sell for like three.
Yeah.
Gross.
There's no worry for Wembanyama.
Three something.
There's no worry for Wembanyama.
There's
what do you mean?
Like Momo, you don't have any worry about him. And he's like, what is he? Like 7'6"?
7'4".
Sorry. 7'4".
Good.
He's so thin. We've seen so many guys come in that are this thin and they fall apart.
Yeah, but he's thicker than
Kristaps Porzingis is bigger than this dude, and he is still like wider.
He's still a baby.
Right.
But
putting that weight on is not easy.
I know what you're saying. I know.
It just worries me. Like one bad turn on his ankle and he's kind of
Did you see him hitting follow-away three-point jumpers the other day?
I saw Kristaps Porzingis do a lot of good
things. Shooting logo threes.
I know he's
they're
so
getting good. Him for a draft pick. They're not trading for him. Might as well take a
shot. I'm just saying it just worries me a little bit.
I'm
guys
worried about
that
him getting
thin
taller.
You're worried for Wemby?
Yeah, I am. I think that's going to be a tough pick.
I'm worried.
A tough pick?
I mean, you have to do it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying, but.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Mace. Let's all collectively roll our eyes again.
You can. Okay. I can see how great.
What a brew.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
I'm worried. Doesn't mean he's not going to be amazing.
Whoa. Hang on a second. Okay. Now let's all do it.
Go ahead.
2, 3.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to work for us someday.
I mean, I kind of work for you now.
Did you hear the eye roll?
Yeah, I did. Look, I could be very wrong. He's going to be an amazing player.
Wemby doubter.
If he can start putting some weight on.
You're a Wemby denier.
You want Sam Bowie, don't you?
No, I don't want Sam Bowie. I want him to be great. I just, something about that.
Oh, man, you're just a.
Whatever.
Look.
You know what's weird is everybody stopped talking about that Imani Bates kid, and I think he'll be a sneaky pick later on. But, like, everybody's on Victor. That whole case with Imani kind of ruined his draft stock. The kid can still play basketball.
Was it like on his third school, though?
I mean, yeah. Don't go to Memphis. Sorry, Penny Hardaway. Something's in the water in Memphis. Yeah. Look at Wiseman.
I know.
Come on. Something's in the water.
Coming up next for you, I want to ask you guys something about my Uber rating.
Oh.
I'll beat you.
Oh, I want to know.
I'll beat you 100%.
Yeah. And plus, I went to see a movie yesterday.
You were busy this weekend. No wonder you're tired.
Right after the Rams game.
You went to a SC game and a Rams game?
I actually went to two movies. Rams game.
Man, and you're here?
USC game. Of course I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, Mr. Moneybags,
sure
I see
call
you.
Out on a Monday.
But something happened at the movie that I want to ask you about. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Wow. O'Shea Jackson Jr., Momo's here. Ireland's back tomorrow. And Shay, you listen to the podcast when you're out in Virginia shooting the show?
When I'm out, needed to catch up on anything Lakers, and I had to drive from Virginia all the way to Atlanta, which is 8 hours, and I listened to 2 days worth of Mason.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
That's that's like a real fan.
Especially after losses, this show is terrible.
Well, so this year,
you know,
has
if you want
rough.
Some like real Laker talk after a loss, you got to go to Slee with Shaq.
Oh, Slee. Oh. Slee. Yeah. He takes Slee these losses
in.
Hard.
We're terrible.
Digs in. He really gets in there.
So I want to bounce something
hey,
off
Shay,
you, Momo.
Thank you for listening. I put those together, actually.
Yeah,
yeah, he does the work. So Carlo on YouTube says multiple executives believe. I don't know if Carlo has multiple executives involved or not. But he says the Lakers will ride it out the entire season with Russell Westbrook if he continues to thrive off the bench. Is that what you expect, Momo?
Ew.
Wait. Let me just back up from this entire discussion. Like, Carlo on Instagram.
Yeah,
is this
Carlo?
Are Carlo a different?
No. Carlo Bacalot.
And like multiple executives believe?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. Sorry.
What that sounds like is he read an article somewhere.
Okay. It like you could just ask me. You could just be like, do you think Westbrook would just...
Well, I was trying to give the guy... The guy's taking the
no,
time to write.
No, you could say
write,
Carlo.
So.
You could Carlo. Say Carlo wants to know.
So what do you think? Are they going to ride it out with Russ this year? He's been great off the bench.
I think so.
Yeah, me too.
I've always said that. Like, I just... okay. I'll actually tell you about a conversation I had with a different executive last week.
You've actually talked to executives, yes.
And this executive essentially was like, look, you could have a conversation about whether they should have traded any of the picks over the summer. They probably should have and done something to change things over the summer.
Yeah.
But right now, with where the team is, I wouldn't trade the picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Like, if that is probably the general consensus among Rob Pelinka's peers right now is, if your team is going to be bad like this and there's not really a great answer out there on the trade market, don't trade those picks.
Yeah, I am in complete agreement. I mean, I think it's a question of reinforcing or rebuilding. And I don't think they're quite ready to rebuild. I don't think they're going to reinforce this year. I think this is the crew we got.
I think they might reinforce, but I don't know that it'll be Westbrook. I think there's other ways to reinforce.
Without trading the picks?
Yeah. Hey, get creative. There is going to be some weird stuff happening this year.
Okay. Like?
Oh, I was hanging. Okay, let's give an example.
Yeah.
The San Antonio Spurs came through town this weekend. Mm. They are pretty bad. Lost 9-10. Right where they want to be.
Right.
Okay? They have some good vets on that team. Doug McDermott is on the team.
Yeah, nice shooter.
Boo. Josh Richardson is on the team. I mean, there's some vets out there on these teams that are trying to be bad. As another executive that I spoke to last week said, this is a good year to be conservative with your players. Hmm. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a hell of a draft. It's a hell of a draft. Nobody wants to take, if you are on the fringes of the play-in tournament and like maybe there's one move that you could make where you go for it, you get in, probably not the year to do that.
Really? So
probably not the year to go for it.
So people want to be in the lottery this year.
Yeah, this is the year.
Because there's a lot of talent.
We know all about Victor and Scoot, but there's a lot more all the way down.
Interesting.
Yeah, like the top 6 to 8 players are really good.
Well, I'll say this then. If that's the case, and if everybody's going to go into tank mode, I think the Lakers at 5-10 can scrap their way into the play-in.
The whole key for the Lakers is to just stay afloat.
Yeah.
Till January-ish, mid-January, if you can hover near 500. It's going to get easier.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's encouraging.
Options.
That's encouraging. All right. So I looked at somebody asked me what my Uber rating was as a passenger.
Oh, I want to know that.
So I looked it up. And
I'm trying to battle right now.
I'm at 4.84, which I think is lowish, isn't it?
That's pretty good, I think.
No, out of 5.
4.84. What are you?
I'm a 4.93.
Wow. How do I find out again? You go into Uber?
Yeah.
You go to Uber.
Here's what I want to know.
Are you a good tipper? Is that why?
No. No, they don't know that you've tipped them when they give you the rating. The tip comes later.
I'm just a likable guy.
So what did I do wrong?
Yeah, I can see that.
What did I do wrong?
What's your conversation like?
I like quiet car.
Yeah, get out of here, bro.
I'm 4.84 as well. 4.84 as well.
4.93 right here.
Yeah, let me tell you. I've learned about some guys' like marriages, bro. I'm a good talker.
Now don't. But,
me too. I talk too. I had one guy tell Mel about the old country he's from. You know.
Am I a jerk because I say no conversation, cool car?
Yeah. You want a partition in there?
Driving, Mr. Mason.
I just like I'm listening to a podcast or I'm doing.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know. I understand.
But do I get graded down for that?
I think so.
You know, it depends on how they thought about you. And I always let them know ahead of time. Hey, bro, that was even though I was asleep back here. That was a 5-star drive.
Yeah. I got into an Uber this week where this weekend where I thought, man, this guy's got it together. He had the fanciest Uber ever. So you get in, and he had one of those big, black, like an Escalade kind of thing, which I was like super cool.
Yeah.
And then he had boxes of candies.
Yep.
Mints.
That's nice. Okay.
He had a screen in the back that was showing like the Nature Channel. Mm-hmm. Which I think That's he nice. Thought was nice.
Yeah.
He had a little fan on the back of the
seat. It's a small apartment.
No. I was like, well, I'll give this guy a 5 and a really big tip because he's serious about driving Uber.
I had one guy offer me a mint out his pocket.
Nope.
And I was like, that. All right, this is how they kidnapped me.
No, this guy had like Snickers bars in the back seat.
Wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. Hand sanitizer, place to plug in your phone.
One of my last Uber drivers was kind of like old guy.
Yeah.
And he was driving so slow. Yeah. And I was on my way to the airport. And he was like, you know, I was like really nice and talkative for a while there. But then he was just like, you know, when you're on the freeway, we're up and I was trying to make my flight. And I really did leave enough time.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he would just sit in the slow lane. And I was like, could you like.
Yeah, come on.
Did you actually ask him to drive faster?
I didn't say anything for a while. But then when we started getting closer and closer and I was like, I might actually be late now.
Right.
Like I was like, hey, you know, my flight's at like 12:30.
Yeah, that's like you're a 2. You get a 2.
I got docked, but he really was a slow old guy.
Yeah. I don't have time for that, bro. You don't have a lot of life to live, so let's not live it together. Let's get out of here, boy. I need you to get me to my destination.
And I was trying to be so nice. You know, we made a lot of conversation, but like there came a point where I was like, let's not be in the slow. Let's like get over to the fast lane a little bit.
Now, do you have a conversation with the Uber driver?
A lot of times, yeah.
And you do?
Yeah, especially if they go, are you? No,
you get that.
Yeah.
Bergman, do you have a conversation with the Uber driver?
It depends on the driver. If there's somebody that seems talkative, then yeah, I'll talk to him.
But, do you ever set, because they give you an option, quiet, cool.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't ever
no
touch any of that stuff.
No conversations. You don't do
I'm
any
with
of
you.
That
stuff. I used to like to talk, and now I don't. I'm like, I want to do a call in the back. Mm. I want to read some stories. I want to do some work.
Sometimes, yes, I usually have my laptop open if I'm.
Oh wow!
I mean, I've got
sicko.
Yeah, that's I'm like
same laptop. You like, taking the bathroom
pounding away at the laptop. Yeah, I just wonder what I did wrong.
Me too.
Yeah,
I feel like Olga might have given Doc
slammed some the door. Probably.
No, man, hurry up!
Slammed the door.
They don't like that.
I'll tell you what. One time, like I set my cup on the roof of the car, and the guy lost it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to leave a ring on the top of his car.
No, I'm cool.
Oh, it was
there for a second.
Because you know how many people see the top of your car, bro.
Doesn't matter. You don't want. If I did that to your car, would you be happy if I left the ring on the top of your car?
It was there for a second.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it was Uber or not. It's your car.
Sometimes I tell them I have bags when I don't, just to keep them on their toes.
All right. All right. Coming up next for you, going to do some game of games. It is me, Momo, O'Shea.
Yeah, I didn't get anybody from the afternoon show because we have
O'Shea. No, we have O'Shea. We don't need anybody from the afternoon show. I got the game today, so we'll do it coming up next. It involves movie stars.
Right,
Shay, you may have an advantage.
I don't think I'm going to be very good. All right.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. The game is about movie stars. We have one in studio with us, O'Shea Jackson Jr., so he will be one of the players along with Ramona Shelburne, Momo, Greg Bergman, and Jorge. And here's the game. I am going to start naming movies. When you think you know the star that is in each of these movies, buzz in with your name. And it doesn't have to be phrased like a question or anything like that. All right? You guys got it?
Yep. Got it.
Got it. Okay, here we go.
See.
Number one. Less than zero. Chaplin.
Okay.
Greg.
Jorge.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's absolutely correct. Okay. Yes, Robert Downey Jr. And just Jorge's on the board.
Yes. Good for you.
Okay.
Hater.
If you missed it, I would have gotten it.
Number two. Here
we go.
Water for elephants. High Life.
Momo. Cheech Marin.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
He's not in the...
He's not in High Life.
Okay. He's in Water for Elephants?
You thought so, yeah. High Life. Here's the next one. Twilight.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, look at this guy.
Domination so far. Jorge's right. Up too. Yeah. All right, number three. Once Upon a Time in America.
Ugh.
The Deer Hunter. Mean Streets. Meet the Parents.
Momo. Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Right. It's so sad that I got it on Meet the Parents.
Yeah, but I was like,
no, it's a great movie. Yeah. I'm watching you, Greg.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in a circle. In the circle of trust.
Circle of trust, exactly.
Okay.
Can you milk me, Greg?
I knew you were waiting for that. That's a great line for that movie.
That's such a good line. All right, number four.
That was a good drop, Mace. Okay.
Girl with a Pearl Earring. Lucy.
Momo. Nicole Kidman.
No.
Shay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah! You're right. Oh, man. I was thinking that Amazon show. Shoot, I got that wrong.
I was going to go on to say Ghost.
You know what I meant.
Going to go on to say Ghost in the Shell and Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson, the right answer.
Good.
Number five.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Number five. Clueless.
Momo. Alicia Silverstone.
That is not correct. She was in the movie.
I was trying to go fast.
I don't blame you.
I got an idea.
Okay.
So, Clueless, Wet Hot America.
Greg.
Greg?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is absolutely correct.
Sexiest man alive.
How?
Could have gone Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, it went Clueless, Wet Hot American Summer, This is 40, and Ant-Man.
All right. Yeah.
Number six, Airheads.
Greg. Brendan Fraser.
No.
He was in it, though.
I'm sure he was. Airheads, Coneheads.
Oh, come on.
51st Dates.
What's her name? Momo.
Momo.
Katherine Heigl?
Jorge.
No.
No.
Jorge?
Is it Drew Barrymore?
No. She wasn't 51st Dates. Next one. The Longest Yard.
Shay. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's right. And Shay has pulled even.
Should have got Coneheads. Should have got that.
I didn't even know he was a Coneheads.
I don't think he was a Coneheads either.
Okay. So it is O'Shea 2, Jorge 2, Momo, and Bergman each with
Come
one.
Come on.
Here's number seven.
Come on.
Don't Look Up.
Oh. Jorge.
Jorge.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Leonard?
DiCaprio. Yeah, no, crazy.
We have a drop. Leonard DiCaprio.
Leonard DiCaprio.
There you go. All right. First one's Don't Look Up. Out of Africa.
Shay? Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Wait. Momo.
Anyway. Oh.
Paul Newman.
No.
Ooh. I should have just waited for the next.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm alone.
I don't know why you did wait.
I think I have an idea who it is. I can't think of her name.
Bergman. Don't Look Up.
I'm not.
Out of Africa. Mamma Mia.
Oh!
Devil Wears Prada.
I can't think of her name right now. Give me. I know who it is.
Can I give you?
No, it's... Oh, my God. Meryl Streep.
Right.
Yes, Meryl Streep.
Whew.
You big old jerk.
Why did I not wait for the next clue? That was stupid.
All right, so it's
O'Shea
2, Bergman 2, Jorge 2, Momo 1. Here is number 8.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to work for us someday.
The World According to Garp.
Okay.
Moscow on the Hudson. Good Morning, Vietnam.
Momo.
Momo.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is right.
Are we all at two?
The game is tied at two.
Wow.
How did I not wait for Meryl Streep?
This last one is going to decide it.
Okay. Oh.
I got to make an adjustment here.
We won't need a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get this right.
Let's go.
Dick.
Excuse me?
Come on. Solid start, Mace.
I think I know what it is, but I want to
win. Van Wilder.
Shay. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, shut up, man. No.
Let this be the day you remember that you almost got O'Shea Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. with the win.
2 years off and he's back, folks.
That was impressive.
The 4-5.
Yeah. Nice, man.
Thank you.
So we've got a new winner. Put him on the scoreboard, as we say here.
Yeah, first
O'Shea
one.
Jackson Jr.
George
on the board.
Sedano wants us to know that he has a 4.91 Uber rating.
Couldn't be me.
Or me.
4.93 over
seriously,
here.
Seriously, I'm at 4.84. I mean,
me too. Right. Yeah, 4.84. How do you and I have the worst?
I was mean to one guy, probably.
No, it's A.
Yeah, we
there's
probably
A
got
pluses,
like, yeah.
Then there's A minuses.
I had a bad night. Yeah. I'm at 4.84.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
By the way, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Oh, hey. Breaking news sounded. Breaking news.
Okay, I got it right.
Breaking news, ready? The Los Angeles Lakers have listed LeBron James as questionable for tomorrow's game in Phoenix. That's an upgrade, guys. That's an upgrade because he's been doubtful.
Yes, he's been doubtful.
Ramona. Now he's questionable.
So he's questionable for tomorrow night.
I'm just saying.
Now here's the thing. The way they're playing.
That was like an update.
Yeah, no, that's legit.
Listen, I don't.
I mean, I don't know if it was worth the whole.
It kind of got me going.
No, it does. It does get you going. It's more like.
Only way we win in is if that starting five going to safety protocol. All right? So we're about to get shellacked.
Oh, come on, Shay. I expect you to be optimistic.
I'm all for the Lakers win or lose, but I mean, I'm over here celebrating a Spurs victory. I'm all Lakers all the
He's
time.
He's serious about it. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just. Oh,
by the way, I brought donuts if you guys wanted them.
Oh, God. It's my weakness, man. Yeah.
I know.
It's my weakness.
What kind of donuts?
All sorts.
Oh. All sorts?
There's like a dozen in there.
Ooh, why did you decide to do that?
I bring them all the time. Ask Mace.
Yeah, sometimes you set them right in front of me.
Yeah, I left them over there so you wouldn't say that, my weakness, why are you doing this to me? At least this way, you actually have to get your ass up and go get it.
Yeah, I'm not, I can steer clear. You know what I did Saturday? So I was trapped at the Rose Bowl on Saturday night.
Why were you trapped? Well, because there's only one way in
and out. Because the Rose Bowl.
Because there's one road.
Yeah, no, I know that.
That leads in and out. So it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get out of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, it's not fun.
So I put on the radio, and what do I hear but George Sedano doing
the
Oregon game. Yeah. And George, you killed it, man.
Thank you, buddy.
You're very good at this.
What a legend.
I try to have fun with it.
Who's your analyst?
My analyst was Tom Ramsey, who was a UCLA Hall of Famer at quarterback. Like he grew up in Northridge, and he went to whatever the rival school for John Elway. They played against each other a ton. And Elway went to Stanford, and he went to UCLA.
Yeah,
and he played for the Patriots for.
And it was a very close game when I was listening.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it was fun.
Utah runs the football.
They both run the football pretty well.
Yeah. Oregon now will probably. Well, I think is it set? They're going
to
play.
Well, Oregon has to beat Oregon State. If they beat Oregon State, they'll be in the Pac-12 championship.
It'll be the Pac-12 championship USC. Game. Yeah. You know what? I think that this... why don't we play the Super Stager, Jorge? All right. So, what is up?
I'm laughing
Super crosstalk?
I'm laughing at what O'Shea said just to...
Was it arable or no?
I mean, it is, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, we shouldn't say it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Okay.
It is. It's totally arable, but it's just we shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Or Momo.
Okay.
Or anyone in that other studio.
What about Cappy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is Cappy there?
No.
Oh,
there he is.
Apparently he is.
Yeah.
Cappy, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
We missed you at the UCLA-USC game. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great game.
How were the what did you do? You had a Christmas party at the Mitchells? What was that?
No, that's coming up December 3rd.
December 3rd. Right. I actually have had you invited, or the Mitchells apparently invited me.
Right, that's right. You're invited.
Juan and I have actually talked about showing up at the Mitchells.
Oh, my God.
These people we don't know.
Who are the Mitchells?
They're friends of Cappy.
Oh.
Now, how weird would it be if we actually did drive down and show up?
They would love it.
Would they?
Oh, my God, they would love it.
It's such a weird idea.
That is such a great idea.
Are they friends with the Bensons?
No, I don't think they're friends with the Benson crime family. No, these are different people.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're thinking about it, Cappy.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
We take these invitations seriously.
Just please give me enough time, because I'm sure they're going to want to put, like, you know, your name at your spot at the table.
Yeah, you know? For sure. Is it a sit-down dinner?
Oh, it's very formal.
A sit-down dinner?
Very
what?
Formal.
What is the occasion again?
Do you wear a suit? It's Christmas. Do you wear a suit?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm saying, it's formal. I mean, I don't think I have to wear a tuxedo, but I think guys will be in suits.
Oh, Mace is out at that point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You got a doll this about thing
You know what? There's a lot of ways to fake formal now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can just wear some Viore pants and, like... They look good.
That's what Cap does.
That's what
Cap
does.
All the time.
Yeah, me too. I'm wearing...
I'm wearing Fabletics, which is the what's-her-face's brand. Kate Hudson's brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like to compete against Lululemon. It's like cheaper.
Athletics is better.
Yeah.
You know, but my sweats come from Amazon, or Amazon, as I like to call it.
Amazon.
Amazing.
Their own brand.
Call it
and
amazing.
They are awesome
they're
sweats.
They're good.
Yeah. And they are so cheap.
Yeah.
They're so cheap.
But Fabletics, you could always get like these internet deals. You can get like 2 for $24 or something ridiculous like that.
Cappy was supposed to get me a deal at, wasn't it Vuori?
Vuori.
That's right.
You never got it for
can
me.
Can you give me a deal, Vuori?
Sure.
I I'm a big rep
I mean,
for them.
Cappy says sure a lot. Yeah. And then Lindsay kind of called him out the other day and said, you know, you're not really coming through as much as you say sure.
Yeah, I just got to follow up.
Yeah.
Hey, well, hey, I will say this. Hey, Lindsay asked me, Lindsay asked me to get her parking at the Rose Bowl. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have time to deal with that.
Yeah. I thought that was bold to ask Mike Bone, the athletic director, for parking.
A little bold. Yeah,
I wasn't going
to
do it.
That's what she said. She said, Cappy's going to talk to Mike Bone and I'm going to get good parking.
I wasn't going to do it.
Mike Bone has many things
to worry about.
In terms of, you know what, though?
Because I'm on the other end of a lot of this stuff where people think, like, because we cover
that
the
you're Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Like, oh, can you give me Laker tickets?
I'm like, nope.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, I say no to everybody, basically.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, real quick, Momo. Yeah. I had Warrior Sons the other day, so I ran into Clay the same day your thing aired.
Oh.
And I walked up to him, and he was doing his jump rope before the game in the hallway. And I said, yo, let me ask you a question, bro. They make you pay for that hat you were wearing? They didn't make you pay for that bleep, did they, after you bought that boat? And he started laughing. He's like, no, they gave it to me.
Yeah. He's got like four hats.
Yeah.
And then like he told me. Four hats and Clay hats.
He's got four rings.
And then he told me, I asked him, was Momo allowed on the boat? He's like, Momo was chilling on the boat.
We were on the boat we went over and back.
Yeah.
Like it was on the way from Tiburon over to the Chase Center and then back.
Yeah. Did you get seasick or no?
Yes.
Did
but
you get
not,
like,
not
like,
on this, not on this boat.
Or?
No, I have only gotten seasick on the ferry in Greece. I got so sick on the ferry in Greece.
Yeah. Did you jump overboard?
Did you ever try the bracelets?
I think you called me. I called you from there.
You called me from, I was in Croatia.
You were in Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called you one time and you picked up in Croatia.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Croatia is so, have you been to Croatia?
It's awesome.
I have not, but I heard it's beautiful. So it's cool. Zach Lowe's wife's from there.
Yeah, and I met Zach Lowe when I was over there. I was like, hey, you'll be in Dubrovnik. We'll be there at the same. Anyway, so I guess, like, the ferry boat in Greece, there are different types of ferry boats, which I have learned. You go between the islands. Some of them are big, giant Noah's Ark kind of ferry boats, and you're
those
fine.
Those are cool, yeah.
But some of them are small, and when it's windy out on the open ocean, it's like...
No small vehicles. And then there's no window.
There's like, a small window, and you just feel like you're under a submarine, and it's like being in an escape room.
Yeah, and
it was super windy in between Mykonos and... Santorini.
Oh, nice.
I threw up so much. Okay. I was like in the bathroom the whole time.
How do people do this?
Wow.
What did you think of the Rams? No, I'm totally not asking that.
That was
question.
An Ireland
I'm
move.
Totally not.
You should have just played sound.
You interrupted my Greek Matthew Island fairy story for the Rams.
If you would have played sound, that would have been like
there's
perfect.
There's really nothing to say about the Rams. There's nothing to be said.
Here's what Sean McVay had to say at the post-game press conference.
Wow, I thought it was going to happen.
That's what he said? Oh, that's what I.
That was your move.
Wow.
Your move next.
Wow.
It was to play something.
Yeah. I've got lots of McVay on the screen.
Yeah. Is that new Lakers gear you got on?
No, not really.
Oh.
Or is it just clean?
No, it's newish Lakers gear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Newish.
Newish.
Yeah.
Butler, give it to Towns.
What?
There's John. Is its contribution
random? Random John.
Yeah.
So I go to the movies yesterday. I had a really busy weekend.
Yeah.
So
God,
at the game Saturday night, went
to
the movies. Yeah. After the Rams game, I went to see a movie called The Menu, which is fantastic.
Oh, I want to see that.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
It
looks cool.
Oh,
Lord
Voldemort. Really good. It's really good.
I would totally go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go to the AMC Dine-In movie theater.
Yeah.
Where you get the recliners and then they bring food to
you.
Is it good food?
It's a good nap.
So, well, I don't want a meal at the movies. Like, they're selling burgers and all that kind of
stuff. That's a little too much.
So
snacks are, I'm good.
So the guy next to me orders wings.
Oh, come on.
And
that's
I'm
a
like,
lot.
This is,
that's gross.
This is kind of gross. Guys eating
like,
wings.
I've done that.
Maybe, maybe a burger, but wings is a lot.
Wings.
Or like ribs.
Rice, spicy tuna while I'm watching
a
movie.
No,
a little sushi.
No, that's
I can do a little sushi.
Sushi would be okay.
I can do sushi.
Yeah,
for sure.
But spicy buffalo wings, no. He's over there dipping the wings and the ranch dressing and
spilling all over.
You're just salivating.
Yeah.
You want
terrible.
Like,
Cappy,
we need to clean the
Cappy,
seat
is that you? Are you that guy at the movie theater? Are you going all in dinner at the big fancy movie theater?
No. You know, I don't go to the movies.
Right, I know, but occasionally you have.
Do you not go to the movies?
I don't really go to the movies.
Well, your daughter, you went to see Spider-Man or whatever last year.
I did. I saw Spider-Man. Yeah. I feel like I saw two or three movies last year. But no, I went George Wings, because then I need extra napkins.
Right.
You know, and then when I have all the buffalo buffalo sauce all over my fingers. I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, now, Cappy, you know, I saw that, you. I saw you noise. Tweet at O'Shea about Springsteen or something. What's Boo. Your issue with him?
Well, no, I no issue. In fact, I'm very proud of O'Shea because he comes out and says, first of all, he's wearing a Metallica T-shirt today, yep. which I
yeah,
like very
which
much.
Is cool.
Which I like. But he says, Springsteen, there's no Springsteen in my life.
Yeah, at all.
There's no Springsteen growing up in my house.
Right, how old are you?
Oh, I'm a fresh 31.
Right. He wasn't even born when
Baby.
Springsteen's hit,
Hold
biggest
on,
hits
chill,
were out.
Chill. I'm a fresh 31.
You are that fresh is so young. Yeah.
So what,
when
what,
I hear no, that no, now, but, I'm like, gosh,
what,
so
but
young.
He wasn't even born when Springsteen no, was putting out big hits.
It's not his age, it's that Springsteen was not part of what was being played in his
That's
house.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And also, but you were, I feel like you were making that case, if I recall correctly, that because we gave you grief about not knowing a Mariah song from like
right.
1995 when Correct. You were how old?
When
in
you
1995?
Were in your prime.
Yeah, I was 25.
You
25
were
years old.
How
yeah,
do you not know Mariah
you
Carey?
You should know Mariah Carey when you're 25.
Yes.
Yeah, but the beauty of not knowing it is that now that it's brand new to me, it's like new music.
You're like, wow, well, she's great. Have you heard some Mariah Carey?
Now,
yeah.
now that Bruce Springsteen is new to me, is whack.
Yeah, it is whack.
Whack is all hell. Born is all
good. It's Mariah season right now.
It is. Well, she's owning this.
S-Z-N. Mariah season.
I got,
she's
I,
owning this.
I got news I forgot to tell you guys
oh,
during
tell
the show.
Me.
All right. Hang
Speaking
on.
Of
hey,
full,
oh, hang on, hang on.
All right.
Yeah, hang on.
Sorry.
You got the breaking news. Yeah,
there it is.
Whoa.
So speaking of formal occasions, mm-hmm. we were talking about the dinner. My big brother Darryl got married 2 weekends ago.
Oh, congratulations.
I married him and his wife.
You
wow.
did?
What?
Did
that?
Did the nuptials?
Yeah, bro.
That's
I
cool.
I got my license, so anybody out there for the right price, you could have O'Shea Jackson Jr. marry you and your significant other. I got my certificate. I keep my card
Very
on
Very nice.
What
how
is the,
on you at
all
how do they hit you? Hit you on like Cameo or something?
no, but, yeah, just hit me up on Twitter. Let me know the date. I'll be there.
How much?
But it depends who you are, but
right.
we're
yeah.
going between $500 to $1,500 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Some small.
And you'll do
I
the
think
wedding.
You can.
Yeah,
I think you can get. A little
I didn't get more. Than
I know.
That. I feel like you're lowballing
if you
yourself.
You want more? Yeah. yeah. Just because I'm being nice. Yeah, my yeah. first go around.
That
yeah.
feels
when
like a Zoom wedding.
When I get more seasoned, I got you.
500 for the officiant
Listen,
on the Zoom wedding.
If you want more, I could pretend to be your best man.
Yeah.
I could get to know you.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, get to know you first. It's hard to get that license, isn't it?
It takes some time, but like,
does it?
You fill out a form online and they mail it to you.
How long of a process is it?
About 6 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. <That's what it is. laughs> yeah, I got licensed. I was going to do a wedding. Then it all fell apart.
Oh,
I was.
What
I was
You're
like,
bad luck.
I was given a date. This is the wedding.
And they broke it off?
They broke it off.
Wow.
I had it all written out.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So I have two people in here who have been the subject of curse rumors in the past.
Wow.
Curse rumors.
Oh,
like
yeah.
your presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is seen as a negative thing for
Correct. Yeah.
a specific team or player.
It's not
right.
me.
Yeah, the Greg curse
George
is
had
happening.
A little incident last year, right?
With who?
Who'd you point? Somebody on the Warriors, Clay, right?
Oh no, Clay. He accused me of that, but
right?
they ended up winning, so I wasn't.
But
jinx.
What did you say?
I said I'm just giving you the facts, man. Like,
but what
undefeated.
Did you actually say?
I said they were undefeated at home.
At
through the
home.
Play. Yeah.
So he was like, oh, you're jinxing us, right?
He's like, yeah. what? Look at this guy, man. What? He's
yeah.
pointing
Why
at the
are
camera.
You bringing that?
Pointing at the camera. What are you trying to do, jinx us, man?
Yeah, bro.
Mace, you actually have been.
You've
the curse.
Actually
the
been the
curse.
Curse
was real.
Listen, I arrived in Los Angeles. These teams were a trash around here.
Right. Yeah.
I get here, LeBron shows up. The Dodgers went right, to the yeah. World Series. USC went to a Rose
just,
Bowl for the first time since Leonard.
Let me just
Sam
point
Darnold.
Out. I was at the 2010 Lakers championship versus the Celtics.
Right.
I did pregame and postgame.
Yeah.
I was at the Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm.
I was at the Dodgers World Series
yeah.
during COVID
yeah.
in Arlington.
But,
and I was at the LAFC championship this week. There is no Mason curse.
No, it was, dude. And I think I kind of helped kick it off because if it wasn't for me giving you those Super Bowl tickets and,
that
you,
is true.
And you taking Juan and him seeing the Broncos
Yeah, it's
win,
totally true.
You
yeah.
were chasing that for years.
Yeah, Juan is yeah. a big Broncos guy.
I think Kellerman was by far the worst.
He was
oh,
the worst.
Kellerman.
So when you switched me for him on the roster, then everything started to change for the better
Correct.
For the
right.
I agree.
Right.
You
agree.
Got a so, you got a soccer team, a new soccer team, which just won a championship.
Yep.
All that stuff happened.
Yeah.
Not the Clippers.
I have also been
They
the
went to a conference finals.
Momo, what's that?
I have also been the target of jinx curse rumors.
Really? Absolutely.
Why you?
I showed up around Ronda Rousey, pff, knocked out.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah,
that's right. Lost
you
again.
Were the Ronda Rousey
yeah.
curse.
Right.
As soon as I showed up, boom, knocked out.
You knocked out.
Boom, knocked out.
But in
twice.
that sport, that can happen.
That happens,
at anybody.
Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Momo had her story completely written.
It was
for
all
Ronda
done. I had to
win.
Redo uh-huh. it. I was like, ooh. So then, this week or last week, I wrote a story on Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote the story.
Yep.
While he was in the midst of the worst slump of his career.
Right, but he had 41 last
yeah,
night.
41.
So,
yeah, 41.
So, this is my question.
Yeah.
Do I get credit for inspiring him, or did he succeed in spite of the Momo curse? Because no, there was like
I'm
a little
you
lag
credit.
Time.
You
like,
my homegirl.
The story came out
credit.
On the day that he played in Phoenix and kind of sucked.
Yeah, I was
But
there,
then
yeah.
two or three games later, he went for 41 with 10
So, wins. You're trying to claim credit for... Good luck three or four games
like
after you wrote the story.
Maybe I shined a light on it and mm-hmm. inspired?
No, I don't think.
Or do you think it actually has nothing to do with me?
I'm going
to
say.
Look, test it out. Start writing a terrible article about the Lakers during this Phoenix game. If they start winning and you got to rewrite it, it's true.
Cappy, are you watching the World Cup?
I did watch this afternoon, although I didn't see the tying goal. Did you guys? Was everybody
yes.
watching?
Gareth Bale on a penalty kick.
Gareth Bale. Thanks, Greg.
I know.
He's the guy that saved the LAFC, and now he beat. Yeah, well,
amazing.
Didn't beat us.
Kind of left thinking we got this thing under control. I don't know why it was 1-0. I don't know why I thought that, but
England's going to win that group pretty clearly.
I heard you say that it was going to be like an easy that England was going to win this next game against the USA, no problem.
They're more talented.
They are more talented.
Yeah. I think being an England World Cup fan is kind of like
the
being
war.
An UCLA
yeah,
fan.
We got him there.
Interesting. Greg,
it is.
Yeah, being an English World Cup fan is a little bit, but like
being
a UCLA,
UCLA
fan.
Football fan.
Yeah, pretty much. It's very similar. Yeah. Always, they're good enough. They're good enough to get to the end and blow it.
Although I would say that, like, for many years, this is pre-2004. Yeah. It was like being a Red Sox fan. Like they were good enough to like be in the mix and in the playoffs and be good and then get knocked out
and then break your heart.
Yeah.
Well, my Juan's stepdad says he's British, and he says once you get to match play, all bets are off.
Yeah, quarterfinals.
Quarterfinal. Yeah. I mean, it's just all bets are off.
Yeah,
anybody can win that tournament.
Yeah, for sure.
The Brits, I think, are fifth. We've divided up teams. Bergman's got Spain. Ireland's got Brazil. He's got the favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
The favorite is France. Right.
No,
Brazil.
Brazil is the
favorite.
The French guy got hurt. The best player in France got hurt.
Mbappe.
Nope, that's not who got hurt.
Not Mbappe.
Somebody in training got hurt like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Not Mbappe.
Somebody.
That's the
Mbappe,
only player I can name from France.
I couldn't
Mbappe.
Name that player.
No, there was a guy who got hurt like 2 days ago.
I don't know.
Like he tore a quad muscle. I just read it.
Okay. Oh, some guy.
He won the Ballon d'Or.
Breaking news, Momo. What's the latest?
Some guy got hurt.
Yeah.
Kareem Benzema.
There it is.
Who
was it?
Kareem Benzema.
See?
Benzema.
See?
Okay, there you go, Momo.
Momo, you're breaking a story.
Some guy.
Somebody's going to aggregate
you. It's like the best soccer player in the world.
Yeah, S-U-M-G-H-A-I, some guy.
So, what do you guys got going today?
Yeah, George, what do we have going
stupidity,
today?
You know?
Stupidity. That's what I listen for.
It's kind of the brand.
I listen for the stupidity.
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., thanks for coming in and hanging out, man.
Of course, I have nothing to do till February. Please call me.
We definitely will.
Is that how this came about? Did Mace call you or did you call him?
I was actually driving home and then heard him talking about Martin Scorsese. So I pulled over to text him that Martin Scorsese old as hell. And then now here I am.
Yeah, old as hell.
He is old as hell.
Very impressive. Pulling over. Very responsible.
I'm a father, bro. Yeah.
I know.
What do you got in February?
Den of Thieves 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Did you see him get his ass kicked in Den of Thieves, the original?
Yes.
Oh. But did you see everyone die and not me?
You didn't die.
He was the only survivor.
Right. Yeah. Just one thing about Shay, if you watch Shay in movies, Shay don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Momo, thank you very much.
See ya.
Don't forget, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Back tomorrow at 1. In the meantime, lots of stupidity for your drive home with Shedano and Cappy. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.